Just a friendly community reminder that the Bradford Contact Employment Center is collecting winter jackets, boots, and other apparel for free distribution to community members as part of their annual program called Coats for Kids. Located at 95 Holland Street West, Unit Number 105, Contact Community Services Employment Center has been operating since 2010. The Contact Employment Center in Bradford and the Clothesline Store in Alliston are currently collecting winter donations for men, women, and children. This is the third year running the Coats for Kids program in Bradford, and staff and volunteers want to ensure the clothing items are completely accessible to all members of the community. If someone comes in and we don't have the size they need, we will facilitate that, shares Emily McIntosh, Executive Director of Contact Community Services, stating staff and volunteers are able to retrieve extra clothing from the clothesline store in Alliston if required. Currently, the employment center is accepting brand new or gently used winter coats and apparel such as mittens, scarves, hats or toques, snowpants, and staff are heavily requesting more boots for all ages. "We're low on boots. Kids' boots are tough to find," says Jackie Curd, manager of the clothesline who oversees the campaign initiative in BWG. "We need bigger sizes for the kids' boots, ages 4 to 8 for both boys and girls." Staff and volunteers state the COVID-19 pandemic hit the community harder than ever imagined, and so the organization is gearing its selection of winter jackets and apparel towards children and families. However, all are welcome and anyone in need is encouraged to stop by Contact Employment Center for additional assistance. The Coats for Kids program is accessible to the public through drop-in walk-in hours, October 20, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. October 11, 10 p.m. to 4 p.m. October 27, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Anyone who requires winter clothing outside the drop-in hours can access the program via appointment at 905-778-9058. Distribution has started, but Contact will still accept donations. Please call the number above to coordinate any item drop-off.